What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagelin. You got, oh man, Corey Majors. And of course, the famous Alec Medford. Gentlemen, welcome to the program. 877-881-1053. Welcome out there to everybody in Radio Land on the Franklin Frankel Injury Attorney text line or the Twitch or the YouTube. How the heck is everybody doing today?
I'm doing good, except for I just saw something, Kevin. Somebody said, y'all are spreading BS and this is dangerous.
Oh.
Regarding Chappie's theory on the pyramids, I believe.
Oh. And why is it dangerous?
Because if you even, I'm thinking.
And is that a y'all thing?
Like, if you even put that out there,
oh,
it blurs the line of reality and not reality.
Okay.
And some people can't see. I'm not saying this person in particular. I think they're probably talking about other people as well. But it blurs that line of like knowing what's real and what's not. If you allow yourself to start thinking about the moon landing not being real, then all of a sudden, now what is, where do we draw the line at what's real and what's not?
Okay.
And so, Kevin, we got to be straight down the line with things.
I mean, I would argue that y'all is doing a whole lot of work there, since several of us did not go along with some of these.
Oh, I thought it was fascinating.
With some of these conspiracy theories.
Stories are great.
I encourage everybody to go find the best they can unbiased research about any topic they're interested in. Mm-hmm. Or look at research from both sides, or supposed research from both sides, and then make your own determinations about things.
I'm right there with you on that.
Believe we landed on the moon.
Hmm.
Just for the record.
Do you know anybody involved in that?
Maybe I do.
Okay.
Maybe I do. But I have no further comment about
that. All right.
That.
Because otherwise, dude, he might be, you know?
Oh.
You don't want that to happen to The Hague?
I often call him that.
Yeah, don't look up what that is. Alec, how are you?
I'm doing great. Again, putting me in an odd position here, but doing great outside of the fact that my mind is still blown that Corey and I somehow managed to wear the exact same outfit.
All right, Aiden, if you could screenshot these things, all we really need is for Corey to borrow Aiden's glasses and chain, and it would be the exact same outfit.
Then I wouldn't be able to see. Aiden's glasses are built for him to be able to see.
Are you sure?
And yes. Or you think they're just for style? You think Aiden's like, this is my
Aiden,
fit?
Questions do not mean your opinion. I was just asking a question.
I would walk around and bump into walls and stuff. All my kids have glasses. I've tried them on. My kids, I don't know how they see without their glasses. It does not make sense
right,
to me. So,
right.
But I understand where you're going with this. Yes. Both Alec and I have our hats on backwards. Mine is a snapback. Is yours one of the cloth? No, that's snapback also.
Yep.
We're both wearing black shirts and gray shorts. I am going to the gym after work today.
Mm-hmm.
So I prepared this way. Alec is already gymmed. He has already yoked himself, if you will. Is that an okay thing to say?
Yeah, I don't know.
So he has already done that, and so somehow we cross over our fits today. It happens occasionally. We didn't even call. You didn't dress like us. Why not?
Come on, man.
Because I would never wear shorts up here.
Oh, my gosh.
Boom.
You already know the answer to that.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go back, revisit some of the happenings or maybe non-happenings of NFL free agency. Go ahead and give me cut number one, because one of the things that we really hoped would happen yesterday absolutely came to pass.
On second down, Stroud off the play fake, looking toward the back of the end zone, and it's intercepted! Intended for Nico Collins, and Jalen Thompson is able to pick it out of the air.
Now, we have a lot of ground to cover right here. Do you want to go with Jalen Thompson? Do you want to mention comp picks? Do you want to talk about the heartbreaker of the player we didn't get for a reasonable price?
I mean, let's start with the dude that we wanted, that we got for a better price than we thought we were going to get him for.
Jalen Thompson, 3 years, $33 million worth, up to $36 million in incentives. So that's $11 million per year, up to $12 million per year. Coverage skills, he can play in the nickel. He has range, knows the system.
He knows
with
ball.
Christian Parker, and like Bobby, he knows ball.
Yeah, no, this is when Will McClay, or Will K, as some people warmingly call him, when he told Sean and RJ and Bobby and Broadus that the thing, and I think it was Bobby that asked the question, what's the thing we get wrong when we're doing our scouting stuff? And he said, I laugh at you chumps sometimes whenever y'all put out your mock drafts. He didn't say it that way, but it was jokingly. And he said, but true fit. And this is one of those instances where they found the guy that truly fits what they're trying to do.
Yeah,
And he is, Alec did a phenomenal job of dropping that information out there for everybody. And then we were thinking, where's this number going to go? And yesterday, Kevin, we were looking at 13 as a very consistent number that we were seeing over and over and over for safety positions. And then you get him in at 11.
And, I mean, and that was a big deal for the Cowboys, because Jalen Thompson is the first outside free agent the Cowboys have signed for more than $6 million since Gerald McCoy in 2020. And so, there you go.
As good of a player, Alec, as he's shown to be already, don't you think what we've seen so far, sitting in a room with Christian Parker, he's just going to be that much more advanced mentally and prepared for these games?
Yeah, and I think he's already there for the most part. So the idea that it could only get better because two great minds are going to be working in tandem now, I do think that it's just going to look even better on the field. And I just love the idea of making smart moves that elevate the floor of your defense. That is a position that needed a lot of work, and that is a very versatile and flexible player that's going to do multiple things for you. So I just like the idea of being less predictable, and when you have a smart guy working with a smart play caller that is scheming up some smart looks, it's all starting to make a little bit more sense, a tiny bit more sense.
Yeah, Kevin, they talked about position flex on the offensive line all the time. And I'm like, that's cool. If somebody gets hurt, you need to swing somebody around. This is a position flex that allows you to manipulate offenses by defensively forcing them to see one thing, think one thing, and not find a mismatch against you. So good move by the Cowboys.
And for Jalen Thompson, 30% of the time he was lined up as a free safety last year, he forced a tight window throw. He's one of only six free safeties that can make that claim, so that feels like a positive as well.
And now he's going up against, he's not going up against Dak, who's the best tight window thrower, according to stats.
Fact.
So, you know, here you go.
All right, so there's a few more things, and we could talk obviously more about that acquisition if you want, but also a couple of acquisitions that were just missed out on. N'Kobe Dean, and it sounds like, to a certain extent, Devin Lloyd. Jane Slater reported last night at about 7:30. The Cowboys were still talking to Devin Lloyd. About 2 hours later, he ended up signing a three-year, $45 million deal with Carolina with $25 million guaranteed. I was particularly heartbroken about this, but as you were just talking about with Will McClay, perhaps the Cowboys do not see Devin Lloyd the same way as I do. I just thought for that price and the ability to pick up an off-the-ball linebacker would have been a big deal, because then it feels like you would have at least, you know, with Gary, and then if you would have gotten Lloyd and then the Jalen Thompson that we were just talking about, you would have at least picked up one player at every single level of the defense. But as I said, the Cowboys might not have viewed Devin Lloyd the same as we did, and thus they might not have valued him as much as the Panthers did.
Do you think that they're looking at it and they're like, we have DeMarvion Overshown, guys. Don't worry about off-ball linebacker. We're going to be fine here. Or do you think they're...
I don't think that's the case, because then the immediate discussion was like, hey, or take a look at Patrick Queen, and they were in the mix, so numerous reports say, on N'Kobe Dean, which is really interesting to me, because, you know, that was one of the things, is like, maybe there's been an overstated interest in N'Kobe Dean, but when push came to shove last night, that sure doesn't seem like that was the case, because N'Kobe Dean had it down, if you were to believe the reports, to the Raiders or the Cowboys, and he went with the Raiders 51-49, or some real close margin, kind of dispiriting.
You know, I love Jane. I don't appreciate her telling us how close this was.
Okay,
it hurts. It hurts too much to know. And then kind of, you know, wanting to know more about why the decision was that extra two went the other way. What was the decision there? And that being said, Kevin, the one question we kept asking regarding him over and over and over was, are we making too much of the injury concern?
Yeah.
And maybe that's a reason that they wouldn't go over the top for it. And they were like, no, we'll be competitive with our offer here, and we'll be competitive with the conversation to try and get you here. But to be able to add you, that injury thing is kind of, you know, in the mix still. Maybe that's one of those.
Yeah, and like I said, I mean, and like Will McClay said, you never quite know exactly how the Cowboys feel about it. But I keep looking at this, and I'm wondering about off-the-ball linebacker, and if you're going to go for Patrick Queen, neat. And then you went ahead and re-signed Sam Williams. And I will quote the great Bobby Belt, who quote tweeted, when Jordan Schultz said the Cowboys are re-signing Sam Williams, one-year deal worth $3 million. Former second-round pick has 9.5 sacks, blah, 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 blah. Bobby quote tweeted that and said 9.5 sacks and 9 career personal fouls.
Mm-hmm.
Woo! I remember when we had this conversation.
What's the number? What's the bat? Like, is it?
I would like it to be 9-1.
9-1?
Yeah, not pretty much even.
I'd like him to have the 9 personal fouls.
As long as he has 81 sacks.
Yeah, give me 3. Yeah, give me 3. Give me something else.
Yeah, but like when we talked about this a couple weeks ago, it feels like the prevailing wisdom of the fan base, though that's not how you should make all of your decisions, was either way. Like, bring Sam Williams back for a minimum deal. Don't bring Sam Williams back. Don't really care. But Sam Williams is back on the $3 million deal. That doesn't move the needle for me whatsoever. I think Jalen Thompson moves the needle quite a bit. But I remain concerned whether it was Dean, Quay Walker, Devin Lloyd, or whoever else, I'm concerned that you were making a run at a lot of these off-the-ball linebackers and came up with nothing.
I came away last night as I was kind of looking. Again, it's not done.
Sure.
It was day one.
On day one.
And day two now, Kevin, this is the second round of the draft, right? This is where you go reset. Try and figure out who got taken.
Man, that's a great question because that Devin Lloyd deal came out later in the night. Mm-hmm. But I do wonder if like everybody takes this like 6-hour break and they're like, all right, let's all calm down and reset.
Yeah, when are you supposed to have a drink? You know, this is a stressful time, Kevin.
Once you have a job well done.
Yeah, well, you wait night one. Well, hold on. You can have a drink every night. All right. Day one, you got Jalen Thompson.
No, you're right. But
treat
I'm just
yourself.
Saying. How much better does that drink taste if you're like, it's a drink for a job well done? I don't know. I need you guys to help me out with that.
That's the end of the period. End of the free agency period will
be
that
just,
drink.
It's just,
That'll be an extra pour. All right, Kevin, you pour a little extra in there. But yeah, no, I mean, I agree with you. The idea of, okay, let's refresh, go sit back in the room, have the conversations. Who did we miss out on? Who did we like behind them? That's why my mind right now is starting to go, is C.J. Allen more of an option now at 20, even though I don't see him on any of the mock drafts in the first round right now? Do I go, okay, that's the linebacker that I'd like to replace whenever I was thinking about getting N'Kobe Dean because he's a plug-and-play kind of guy that'll go perfectly in there and really is smart enough to understand this defense? So my mind starts floating to that, but we're not done with this part yet.
So I have an issue with texts like this from the 903. I understand we've all been conditioned to feel this way. Cowboys still playing in the bargain bin prices, apparently. Just take a look at both the money and the draft capital they tried with Max Crosby. A first and a second. They didn't get it. That's not bargain bin. For N'Kobe Dean, we talked about would it be in the $8-9 million range, and it really does sound like they were closer to the $11-12 million range. That's not bargain bin. Mm-hmm. It sounds like they've had competitive offers, and they've just fallen short. This is a different deal than I feel like you usually see when we said, hey, we got Gerald McCoy for $6 million. We did it. Mission accomplished. I think this is a different deal, even if they don't hit on all of them.
If Christian Parker really wanted N'Kobe Dean, do you think?
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Las Vegas was built for stars.
And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
I think that they would have N'Kobe
Dean.
Yes. Okay.
I think the exact same thing about Devin Lloyd. If they really wanted Devin Lloyd, I think they would have made it happen.
Yeah, and I wonder how many I have to have this one he gets. I think whenever your defense is as terrible as it was last year, you have to kind of be like, hey, acquiesce as much as you can. But I wonder how if he's like, I need three.
Yeah.
I need three. And all the draft picks, by the way, too. So whatever you got in draft picks, I need those.
Well, you did pick up two comps yesterday, as we had talked about, I don't know, like a month or so, maybe 2 months ago. The Cowboys get 2 5th rounders.
Go.
Number 37 and 40 in that specific round, which is number 177 and 180.
Championships
overall.
Are built in the 5th round, bro.
I mean, look, absolutely. And they need to be built in some other round besides the first. Because remember, you don't have a 2nd-round pick or a 3rd-round pick unless somebody comes and knocking on one of your tender offers.
Remember, the Legion of Boom was pretty much all 5th-round picks. That whole team, I'm pretty sure.
I mean, they definitely hit some home runs on some late-round picks. And obviously, we would all love it if the Cowboys were able to do that again. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, don't worry, we'll be on free agency all day long because I'm still not calling it that other stupid thing the NFL wants to call it. But coming up next, the Stars have been tremendous thus far this season, but how can they get even better next right here in The Fan?
One behind the net, another. Stars with a chance off the pipe. Then it's in. Maverick Bork. The first one rung out. But in the opening minute of this third period, Dallas has tied the game.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 through The Fan. The Stars have been tremendous this season. But.
Says who?
Stats? Eye test? All those cheering fans.
And what has Colorado been?
Unfreaking believable.
Yeah, the Stars have been, yes, tremendous is a fantastic word.
But how?
Or a tremendous word.
Can they get even better? 877-881-1053 if you want to get in on the conversation. How can the Stars be even better? There are three things that immediately pop to mind for me, but if
I have
y'all.
Four.
Oh. I feel like Corey should probably go first then.
Do you have five?
No, I'm not as good as you.
Thank you.
I try.
That would have been really neat.
Can we keep that as a drop?
No.
Just for me, I'll just have it around on my phone, you know?
Okay. Huh.
Number one, got to get healthy. I think that's easy. So that's really, I guess I only have three.
And then the Ropé Hintz injury doesn't help with that. And
yeah, like that's... Getting healthy before the end of the season, though, you know, fingers crossed on all of those.
That's one. Easy. I'm with you, but I was going to say, and I know people got mad at me for this. Unfortunately, this Stars team has had a really hard time piecing together any stretch of play where they haven't suffered another injury to one of their really big players.
This is another one. This is me being hypercritical, but I don't think I'm being too critical, even though I'm being hypercritical. Find a way to get Otter fine-tuned before the playoffs. Because there's always that one goal that you're like, really?
Yes.
And so if I can find a way to get him fine-tuned, I will be happy.
This was my number one, maybe my number two, and maybe my number three. fewer soft goals for Ottinger.
Okay, I got a little help for you there then, Kevin.
Okay, because, I mean, like, it's so weird. You see people talking about, like, oh, should we have Casey DeSmith out there as the primary? He's playing better than Ottinger this season. And I realize that the numbers do support that case, both in terms of save percentage, in terms of goals against, and I get it. And I think Casey DeSmith has been awesome this year. But you're going to go in the playoffs as far as, in part, Ottinger can take you. So that might be numbers one, two, three, as far as you want to go.
Yeah. I mean, and we've... The one championship we have, we got to ride an amazing netminder all the way to
for
it.
For sure.
Like, obviously, there was a lot of other things that went into it, but he was sterling throughout that playoff run.
Yes.
This will help this, Kevin.
Oh, help me.
You would love to see Myers and Bischel become an insanely big and powerful defensive pairing to go with some of the skilled offensive players that you have so that they can protect those guys and strike some fear in the opponents whenever you have your best skilled players on the ice. They're like constantly looking over their shoulder for big dudes who are skating down the ice with power. Myers definitely can pair with Harley if he needs to be. Whatever Gullitson decides is the best grouping, he needs to get whatever that is locked in. But Kevin, if you have those 6'7", 6'8", dudes out there just destroying people, you're not thinking about, oh, I got to stop Robertson.
Yeah.
You're thinking about, I hope I don't get leveled on this next possession.
Now, I'm with you, and my version of that, and this is one of the reasons that I was excited that the Stars listened to our advice and went after Tyler Myers, is you have got to get consistent play from your right-handed defenseman. You think about who you think the best defensemen are on this team. Bischel, lefty. Harley, lefty. Miro, lefty. Esa Lindell, lefty. You are very strong on the left-handed side of your defenseman. That's one of the reasons that I love the move for Myers, because you just look across your roster and you just haven't gotten what you need from your right-handed defenseman. So I really am hoping that Tyler Myers comes in here and he asserts himself.
He does have a little bit of a propensity to turn the puck over, so we're going to have to figure something out there. But I like what you're saying, Kevin, that right side. You need fear from both sides.
Yes.
And if a netminder's sitting there looking at it going, you know, where's this puck coming from? If they can only lock in on the left,
yeah,
then they're golden.
Or if so, I can attack the same side.
Yeah, exactly.
And know, like, it kind of reminds you of the offensive line just a little bit, right? When you're like, I know people talk about stacking the box, but also wouldn't you be like, I don't know, I'm not stacking off to the right side. They're not going that way.
Exactly. Exactly. And again, Kevin, we live most of our lives based on the Mighty Ducks. And that
Are
pairing.
You want them to do flying
the
bees?
The pairing of the Bash brothers. Like, we would love to see a Myers-Bischel line.
Oh yeah,
a pairing that just is unstoppable. But obviously, I'm leaving that up to Gullitson to figure out which one is the right one for Myers to fit with, because you might need some help other. And then the last one, Kevin, find a good groove for Bunting without sacrificing anything else from the other lines, because he has some physical traits that I really like on the offensive side,
sure,
of being able to clear space out and create space for himself and be able to put the puck in the net. Like, this is, we talk about Robertson and how he, when he's got some space and some time, he can make some beautiful things happen. Can he stand somebody up and put the puck in the net?
Yeah.
And I think Bunting occasionally, when he wants to, will stick his shoulder into somebody and create some areas where he can make that happen. So if you can find a good groove without sacrificing the rest of what your skill guys do, I think you're on to something. This is just the start, though, because the next group, the other guys, will also have to take a step up in the playoffs.
And I would love to tell you that I can say for a fact that's going to happen with Robertson, but I think that, I mean, you could say whatever you want, but until you actually see it. Now,
I'm a fingers crossed guy.
Okay, I would say good news coming out of the Colorado game. You don't have to take it from me. You can go to Gullitson himself. He said, I thought lots of our role players played very good games. So when you were just talking about that feels like, at this point in the season, as close to a playoff vibe as you're going to see. And even
yes,
then, it's not really quite the same. And he pointed out that he thought Colorado got probably the lowest chance output they've gotten in a long time. So we go to the numbers. Per Natural Stat Trick, Colorado had season lows in both scoring chances and high danger chances in 5-on-5, which is great. But I know people might be thinking, well, hold on. Didn't the game go to overtime at 4-4? And that goes back to, I think, both of ours' top point is you have to have fewer soft goals, whether you think that strictly falls on Ottinger. And I will say, I know it's a cooperation between the entire team and then between the defense and Ottinger, but there and DeSmith, but there are some goals.
Complimentary hockey.
Yes.
Nobody's really ever come up with that term before. So.
Oh, you just invented it.
Thank you.
But there are some times where I'm like, come on, dude. The defense did their job. You had a clean look. You got to be able to stop that. And so on the one hand, you're pumped that your 5-on-5 play has looked significantly better. You saw that defensively against Colorado. But when you still give up 4 goals, do you really give a crap?
Mm-hmm. Kevin, you know, one of the things I've noticed regarding some of the struggles the Stars have in the playoffs is they'll go through, and maybe this was a DeBoer thing, I don't know. It just felt like, was it Edmonton? They couldn't get across mid-ice a lot of times without meeting contact. And sometimes they're going to move the zone on you. And you have to be prepared to be able to get through that or get the puck past that so that you can do that. I want to be that kind of team.
Okay.
Where people can't get past mid-ice because they're just like, holy crap, these dudes.
So you know how you just invented an eloquent hockey term. I'm going to give you a non-eloquent.
Complimentary hockey.
Yes, I'm going to give you a non-eloquent hockey term. Half-ass control.
Okay.
It felt like the Stars ran into a lot of half-ass offensive control, where technically they had control of the puck, but you could already tell that the system and the form they were trying to bring to the other side of the ice was breaking down.
Yes.
So you're like, I know you technically have it, but I don't know about that. So there are some other good things that I think are positive when you talk about, I'm going to keep going back to this, other people stepping up or theoretically the role players stepping up. Dallas had scored a power play in 9 straight games, the last 6 of which they did without Rantanen and mostly without Hintz, too. So you're talking about 2 huge parts of your power play, and you've still been able to be really consistent. And then Hintz, Foxa, and Sagan. Those were the Stars' top 3 faceoff guys in the playoffs last year. You've been without all of them for long stretches of the season, and in some instances, the entire season. And still, you've had other players in small sample sizes so far, but you've had other players step up and be really, really good in the faceoff circle. So that's something that I'm encouraged by, because I know we've been nitpicking. And that's the thing. Outside of the goaltending, I think a lot of this is nitpicking, but that's what you got to do if you want to win a championship, right?
Nitpicking with a purpose.
Yes,
like, this
exactly.
Isn't nitpicking because we hate them. Nitpicking because we're like, how do we take it from tremendous to exceptional?
Yeah, because you're tired of being in the Western Conference Finals, and it's such a weird dynamic, right? We talk about this all the time with the Cowboys. You would kill to get to that same part in the playoffs. But for the Stars, that ain't good enough. You fired your coach because you said it's not good enough to get to the Final Four
anymore. Is that why?
I do think that is why.
Because he hurt the feelings of your
goaltender. I think that might have contributed, but I still think it's because they got to the same point and they kept losing. And you've seen some positive things right there, whether it's people stepping up at the faceoff circle, people stepping up on the power play. You have seen some positive developments right there.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, I as long as Mikko comes back healthy, you'll have a competitive superstar. I mean, he's your superstar.
Sure.
Robertson is a star on the Stars.
He's got to do it in the playoffs to be superstar.
I agree. And we saw the moment last year from Mikko. Like, we got the game. We got the one that said, oh my gosh.
I don't know.
Then he also disappeared in the game. And you were like, hold on. But you're like, but what about that one game against Colorado where he saved everything?
I don't know if this is possible, Alec. If we could get for a future date, that call when Rantanen gets the free puck and finishes out his hat trick, just as a pick-me-up at any point that we're feeling sad, you could just play that highlight and it will fire all of us up again.
It might be as effective as you're not dreaming. Rangers fans, you're not dreaming.
Yeah. Especially if they would have won the cup. That, I think you're probably right about that. Now, Corey, I think you'll appreciate this. From the 940, the refs need to quit cheating and stop calling penalties against us.
We will talk a little bit about cheating refs in the C block today. So,
from the 8, you're looking for something different. All right. From the 817, goaltending, got to tighten up the defense and stop taking stupid penalties. And right there, because I know Ed from Denton was kind of joking around, but that right there is the difference. You're always going to have penalties. How many of those penalties?
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Penalties, can you look back and go, good night, man. Was that high sticking necessary? Was that hooking, tripping? Feels like those are the three that you're like, come on, dude.
And then how many of them are you like, he took a dive. That was an embellishment.
I feel like the NHL is doing better.
They have done a lot better at it. No, you're right. It's the stupid penalty is that moment of he was trying too hard and just lost control of whatever. You know, like the dude was trying to make a play and he went outside of himself to do it. And he didn't need. That's where we call it stupid.
Yes,
you think of it because in the play, like we're all. How could we get on the ice and do that? No, but these guys are paid millions.
I'm
of dollars
not here to argue that at all.
And they know when they go out, they do the wrong thing because they try to do something that they shouldn't have. You know, we know that, and that's the discipline that it takes. That's the discipline that it takes to be that championship team because you cannot cost your ice time, which will cost your team.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Don't forget, or don't worry, we will continue to monitor free agency in the trade market, including as there have been a snag in the Patrick Queen discussions. But coming up next, it's time for Baseball Nuggets, the showdown in H-Town, next on The Fan.
Strokes one the other way, back towards the wall, there it goes! Aaron Judge strikes first for Team USA!
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan right now. Brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning. It's time for Baseball Nuggets. Were you guys plugged in to last night's game? Obviously, we're going to talk about that a lot to start. And we've also got an update on Hunter Green that you probably could have seen coming. But were you locked into this game right now?
Yeah, it was... They kept saying a sold-out crowd, and I was like, but there's empty seats right behind home plate right now.
What's up with that?
Maybe they wanted to go be in the standing room only section. You know, maybe they just were like, you know what? This is a party up here. And, Kevin, I felt like the crowd was as close to 50-50 as you could get.
Okay.
But it definitely, for a longer period, sounded like a more American crowd.
You always wonder how much that pivots with the early flow of the game?
Yes, absolutely. I was a little disappointed that the Team USA only scored 5 runs. I thought there would be more after the Aaron Judge and Roman Anthony bombs. And this was a great moment, Kevin, because I was watching it on my laptop. And I walk into the living room with my laptop, turned the TV on, left the room, came back. And as I'm picking up my laptop, I see Roman Anthony hit his home run. And then I look up the TV, and it's delayed by about 15 seconds. And I went, oh, this guy's about to hit a home run. And he just destroyed it. And Adrian goes, how did you know? And I was like, ball knower. You know, that's, I just threw that out there.
Corey knows ball, too. Let's talk ball.
When you drop that on the wife, like, she really, it really is impressive. That's all I'm going to say. You know what I mean?
No, what do you mean?
She was impressed. I just told you.
Okay.
How does that not make any sense?
I was worried that this was going to go in a different direction. Now, stop it. Stop your meaningful glances at one another. All right.
Bobby is still in the room. And, you know, we're all friends here.
Go ahead. All right. And we could play that home run right here. But I know there is another play or a couple of plays that you were enamored with. Let's talk about cut number 5 fired off for me. Because both offensively and defensively, this fellow was getting it done.
And he cracks one, diving stop it short by Witt across the diamond. That was impossible. Bobby Witt made it happen.
It was impossible, and yet it did happen. Good job, Bobby Witt. Now, Bobby Witt, the Metroplex native, also came around against a Ranger in the 8th. He got a one-out double, and then with Robert Garcia pitching, that Robert Garcia intentionally walked Aaron Judge with 2 outs. And this was the opportunity for the United States to break the game back open in the bottom of the 8th. But Robert Garcia did get the job done. He got Kyle Schwarber to ground out to end the inning. So I obviously understand that you could talk about, hey, he did give up that double, but Robert Garcia did get out of a high-pressure situation. And this is a way higher pressure situation than anything he would have faced in spring training. Yes.
Oh yeah.
And so I thought that was a positive that he got out of the situation.
That's where you are here is you're just making sure that our guys are getting their work in to feel like it's regular season
because we were winning.
Okay.
All right. So here's the deal. Because we were winning, Alec, if we were losing 5-3, I'd have been like, all right, Schwarber, let's crank this thing up and let's go take the lead 6-5. But because United States was winning, I wanted Robert Garcia to get out of the jam. Does that make sense to you?
I'm okay with it.
Okay.
I'm okay with it, kind of.
It's okay.
Sort of.
That's fine. It's not your favorite. But if you can accept it, then that's fine by me. But
you know what? I approve.
Okay.
because you put country ahead of your team.
And as long as it suits me. And then when it doesn't, I'm just kidding.
Wow.
Just kidding.
You're not allowed to do that. Wow. How dare you move the goalposts?
If it's Texas Rangers against Team USA, you're rooting for the Rangers, right?
I think we have to look at our country, Kevin. How many of those players are Rangers?
I'm telling you, for some reason, I don't know why this would ever happen, but if some reason Team USA won the National League and you face them in the World Series, I'm rooting for the Rangers.
I probably just can't root for Bryce Harper, so.
I get it. Not elite. Now, let's talk about Paul Skeens.
All right.
Paul Skeens
is in love with Bobby Witt Jr. After that play, that impossible play.
Is that more emotion from Paul Skeens than you've seen
ever
from
seen
the rest
life.
Of his public life combined?
Ever seen. There was a side-by-side of the moment that he it's amazing. He watches the play from left to right. He watches the throw. And before the throw even gets it, because, dude, they're, what, 10 feet, 20 feet of space before the runner even got there?
Yeah.
That kind of play, and to make a throw that delivered that fast. Paul Skeens was just amazed at Bobby Witt Jr., and he just looked over at him like, whoa. But the side-by-side of that and the rookie of the year, zero emotion. Like, did he even want to be sitting on that couch, or did he want to be training?
He didn't care about that award. He was like, is this the Cy Young ceremony?
Yeah.
Then pass. He's going to throw that in the junk heap. But afterwards, when he just slowly raised his hands up in triumph, he was pumped. But he had 7 strikeouts. That is the most strikeouts by any U.S. pitcher over the last 3 World Baseball Classics.
Okay.
Now, I know he gave up a hit and a walk.
I'm a little concerned.
But you got to love.
If it hadn't been for great defensive play, maybe Paul Skeens wasn't that effective last night.
I mean, look.
Aaron Judge throws the guy out at third.
That's right. That was an awesome throw. You could just see when that throw was coming in. You're like, it's online. He's out.
There was an angle that it looked like it was between third and home that you kind of got. You were looking at Aaron Judge, and he made it look like he didn't even try.
Yeah.
Like, the throw, there was no, like, he didn't have a huge crow hop on it or anything. He just came up with the ball and delivered a perfect throw that got the tag in. It was one of the best throws I've seen. Aaron Judge, right field, phenomenal work there, man.
Absolutely. Now, Aaron Judge, as we mentioned, also hit the home run. But I want to stick with Paul Skeens. He and Griffin Jacks, both former Air Force Academy cadets, they paid for the entire Air Force baseball team to attend last night, USA-Mexico game. And I just think that's really
cool.
That
is awesome. That is really cool. I like that.
Now, we do have some negative.
He loves this country.
He does love this country. We do have some negative news on the Team USA front. Tarek Skubal, he loves America, sat down with the Detroit brass, and they were probably like, hey, that's great. Do you want to make all of the money? And so Tarek Skubal went back to Tigers camp in Lakeland, Florida. And Mark DeRosa, the Team USA manager, said Skubal will not pitch again in the World Baseball Classic. Are you bummed by that? Does that mean Skeens loves America more than Skubal?
Here's how I think it went. As Skubal, like, put his bag over his shoulder and started walking out, Skeens stood up and kind of blocked the door.
Oh,
and Skubal kind of looked at him and then put his head down in shame. And then Skeens opened the door for him and slammed it and said, anybody else want to go? And everybody in the room just kind of sat there like, oh, crap. Not that they're saying, you know, I'm saying they feel, you know, captive at the moment, because I think they're all there for this. But that's how they all look at Skubal right now.
Does that now make Skeens the number one pitcher to you and Skubal falls to second?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Now, Japan.
Plus, he's really good.
He is.
He's really fun to watch.
Japan finished off their annihilation of Pool C as they defeated the woeful Czechia, at least in this tournament. They won 9-0. So Japan has finished out pool play at 4-0. The United States will look to do the same thing tonight as they play Italy. undefeated so far in pool play as well at 2-0. So I think you're going to end up being fine either way, but you do technically need to win this one to assure that you win the pool and hopefully get an easier draw in the elimination round.
Yeah, yeah. This is the thing, though, Kevin. We talked about it a lot. The top part of this World Baseball Classic is exceptional baseball.
It is.
It is the best of the best versions of all-star teams you could get. Avery was sitting with me last night, and Adrian, and they were like, all right, can you kind of explain how this works? Or all these? I was like, most of these guys, and then I explained Brazil. Now they had a 17-year-old, and he was like, did they win? And I was like, they did not win a single game because their team was not built well.
Yeah.
But like, you're going to see, as we get further along in this thing, which you've already had some really good excitement, but the level of baseball that's about to be played, pitching-wise and hitting-wise, defensively, get ready. Like, this to get this before the season starts just ramps it up that much more.
I'm with you. And you know who else has a specific matchup they would love to see going forward is Benji Gill from Team Mexico.
He wants to see the matchup of his eyeballs and more eye drops.
Ouch.
That was an awesome moment last night. Well, he needed them because it's dry inside that place.
He said he would love to see the United States and Mexico play again, potentially in the final, because he thinks the result will be different.
He also probably thinks that there were some referees, there were some umpires that were not called. Dude, listen, there were a lot of favorable calls. There were a lot of favorable, like, strike zones and moments that I was like, huh, all right. And then Benji Gill starts yelling. And he starts chirping. And guess what? Paul Skeens walked somebody. That strike zone got a little tighter because Benji Gill had to do his job.
Dominican Republic and Venezuela will play tomorrow. Both have already advanced to the quarterfinals, but this is an important matchup because if you win, you don't have to play Japan. The team that loses plays Japan in the quarterfinals. And like I said, they have been a juggernaut thus far, so I'm sure still an important game for the Dominican Republic and Venezuela. Let's talk about Hunter Green. This is something that, again, we brought up a couple weeks ago. It did not sound good, and now we get more information that Hunter Green is out until at least July. When there was concerns about his arm and his elbow, we're like, well, that doesn't sound good. He is out until at least July, and we'll see where that goes. Obviously, the concern for the Reds is going to be that he's going to be out the entirety of the year. But for now, it's just July, but unbelievable velocity from this guy. And
that's the cost.
Yeah.
It seems to be with really all the hard throwers like that. It's that's why I'm so amazed at what DeGrom's doing right now. Last year, just sitting at 97 with his fastball all the time, just being there, knowing I can reach in the bag if I need to, but I'm not going to unless it's absolutely necessary because it'll cost me.
A couple more quick things for you. The Phillies and Jesus Luzardo have agreed to a 5-year, $135 million extension. And I wanted to go back to this because I appreciate Walt Weiss and what he said about Jurickson and Profar. I didn't get an opportunity to bring this up yesterday. He was talking about Profar and he goes, disappointed, disbelief. A lot of guys were stunned more than anything. And you don't always get that honesty. You get like, well, we got to see what the process, blah, blah, blah. So I appreciate Walt Weiss just cutting right to the chase.
You hate the process, huh?
Sometimes I do, yes. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Coming up next, which Mavs players need to be part of this team going forward? We'll do that next right here on the Fan.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra Strength Recovery, now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Graybar helps you install faster and smarter with kitting, staging, wire carts, Graybar smart reels, and delivery notifications. We take the hassle out of your job site so you can focus on what you do best, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.